AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A jury has sentenced the Boston Marathon bomber to death.
The jury deliberated for parts of 3 days before deciding Johar Tsarnaev should get the death penalty. Tsarnaev was convicted last month on all 30 federal counts against him. 17 of them carried the possibility of death. The defense had admitted his guilt, putting its focus on saving his life during the penalty phase by shifting the blame to Tsarnaev's older brother. The prosecutor said Tsarnaev was an equal partner who knew what he was doing. The decision means Tsarnaev is sentenced to die by lethal injection. I'm Sagar Meghani.
The commanding officer of a U.S. Naval Academy midshipman killed in this week's Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia says the 20-year-old was a phenomenal young man. Captain Brandy Souble spoke outside the Long Island, New York chapel where Justin Semser's funeral was taking place. As for survivors, Dr. Amy Goldberg, chief of trauma at Temple University Hospital, says they have serious injuries.
A lot of rib fractures, collapsed lungs, blood around the lung and blood in the lung. There are some patients with pelvic fractures, some patients with ankle fractures and arm fractures.
The House has passed a nearly $612 billion defense policy bill despite President Obama's veto threat. Jerry Bodlatter reports the bill has several policy provisions the administration doesn't like.
In addition to the way some of the funding is provided, the White House doesn't like a provision that would make it more difficult to close the prison at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base that houses terror suspects. The measure also calls for the administration to provide arms to Ukrainian forces who were fighting Russian-backed separatists. So far, that is something the administration has resisted.
This is AP Radio News. The field is set for the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown.
The top three finishers in the Kentucky Derby all worked out Friday morning at Pimlico ahead of Saturday's 140th running of the Preakness Stakes. Derby winner American Pharoah, runner-up Firing Line, and third-place finisher Dortmund all came out of the workouts well. They're expected to be ready to go for the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. With thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday in Baltimore, the Derby champ could stand to benefit. He is the only horse among the favorites who has won on the mud, claiming victory at this year's Rebel Stakes. Glenn Clark, Baltimore.
Google's self-driving car will make its debut on public roads in California this summer. The company plans to test 50 to 100 cars to gather data and help get people used to the idea of self-driving vehicles. The car can only drive in areas that have been thoroughly mapped, and it can't go more than 25 miles an hour. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.